Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. This is Antoinette, the host of Out and About with Antoinette podcast. This is a show where I have an opportunity to interview people who are from in and around the state of Delaware that are doing some positive things in their communities. And today, my special guest is Connie Drummond. Let me tell you a little bit about Connie. She is the CEO of Lady C Productions, LLC, and a creator of original stage plays. You know, when she was young, like about 8 years old, little kids were playing with Barbie dolls and braiding hair. You know what Connie was doing? She was writing and producing plays that catapulted her into becoming an award-winning playwright, producer, director, and actress. Connie is the recipient of the 2014 Benevolent Playwright Award and the 2015 nominee for the NAACP Image Awards Hometown Champion Recognition. Connie has been doing some major things, not only here in the state of Delaware, but all around the world. And in the words of the late Maya Angelou, ain't been no crystal stair. You know, there's always things that go on behind the scenes before you get there. So Connie, welcome to Out and About with Antoinette.
Oh, thank you for having me, Antoinette. It is a pleasure. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, you know, Connie, I have been really thinking about you lately. And one good thing, you know, there's good, bad, and ugly when it comes to social media. But the good thing about social media, especially during the COVID-19, as we have been able to keep up with what's going on with our family and our friends in the neighborhood. And, you know, I really thought about you. My heart was like, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen with Connie and Artscape? Because this is where people go for forms of entertainment. And then we had the pandemic and we couldn't get together. So not only did Artscape survive, but there's going to be a part to a second location. I am so excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I did not see it coming. It wasn't even something I had actually planned.
So how hard was that during the shutdown to have that, you know, Artscape be dark?
It was very, very difficult for me because Artscape is kind of like my sanctuary. I was also working a corporate job. So at the end of just sitting here during the day, you know, always on Zoom calls and whatnot, I would usually be able to go to Artscape, you know, get my artistic juices flowing, you know, that kind of thing. But with it being dark and nobody else being in there, I was really, really in fear that I was going to lose it. And, you know, as you know, Artscape is not a, it's not a nonprofit. So every penny that went into Artscape to make it happen came from my own money, my own work. You know, I worked a lot of overtime to open those doors, you know, And it was very, very difficult because, you know, the times were so uncertain. And I was afraid that I wasn't going to be able to make it back.
Well, I'm glad that you did. Not only did you make it back, but now, you know, you're in the works for a grand opening or of the second spot, because the last time I was at Artscape, I attended the play Regina Monologues, and it was a blast. I had such a good time. It was amazing. It was like very intimate. It was like, I'm from New York, so I know, you know, Broadway, and I know the big plays and stuff, but I've also, you know, in Delaware, I know the smaller venues, but your spot is so intimate. And also it's, it can be big because you hosted the fashion show when we were with the Blue and Black Gold Business Club. We had the fashion show there as well. And I'm thinking also, and it's so funny, it's ironic that, you know, we're talking today because Demetrius Bullock, you know, I call my little brother the, you know, the genius, the person behind my logo. He and Andre are going to do the mini Comic-Con at Artscape in August, right?
August, right.
And so I was there when he and his son, Bryce, did the book signing. So there's so much going on at Artscape. How long have you been in business?
Well, I've actually been in business since 2009 with Legacy Productions. And Artscape was actually an add-on. We just had our 5th year anniversary there in May. So, you know, it's been a while. It's been a while. I've been in business since 2009.
I would think that would have been longer. Has this always been your dream? I know you said in the intro, I said, you know, you were always an artsy child. Was this something that you said, hey, you know, when I grow up, you know, some people say, when I grow up, I want to be this. I always say, when I grow up, I wanted to be a teacher. And I did, until I found out teachers didn't make a whole lot of money. So I didn't do it that long. Had you known that you'd always either be on stage or have your own stage?
Well, I never thought I would have my own stage, but I always knew that I would be on stage or behind stage or, you know, something, because I've been, like you said, I was writing little stories and stuff when I was 8 years old and I was in my first play, but, you know, life happens and I got married and had kids and stuff. And I actually traveled with their group because my children are all into drama people. So I actually used to travel with their group and, you know, I was the stage mom. I would paint backdrops. A lot of people don't know that about me, is that I was also a painter at one time, you know, so a singer at one time. So, you know, I always knew that I would do something in the arts. And my mother asked me, she said, what do you want to do when you get big? I said, I want to be an artist. She said, you need to find a real job. So I found a real job and I worked, you know, in the legal field for a very, very, very long time. And, but I just couldn't shake what was inside of me artistically, you know, so I always pursued it in one way or another. And, you know, this is the result of it. It's the thing that drives my passion. It's where my drive is. And, helping other people find their passion is just an amazing feeling.
Well, that's so great. And people can't see. I'm seeing you and I'm seeing art behind you. Is that your work or is that just work that you love?
No, the work behind me is all of the pieces on the wall are from one of my favorite artists here in Delaware. Her name is Jania Bradley. And she doesn't even like to call herself an artist. She just likes to paint. But she was one of the first artists that I had when I opened the doors at Artscape. And I think I own about 10 of her pieces. I just had to.
Wow. So, you know what? I'm going to ask you, you know, because I take the recording and I actually also add it to my blog. So I'd love if you could take a picture so that I can add it to the blog so that when I promote the podcast, people will be able to see these beautiful pieces behind you. It's amazing. Oh my God. They are so
beautiful. The color is amazing. I mean, she has a great eye and I'm here at my condo right now. So I have work on every wall.
That is great.
From artists that I've worked with, you know, since I opened up Artscape, I buy a lot of pieces. Sometimes they give me pieces, you know, but yeah, I love this whole artsy thing.
That's gorgeous. And you know what? It's so funny because, again, Wilmington is, to me, is like a mini Mecca of arts from people that we don't know about.
Right. That is true.
And I'm so glad that you know, are using your venue to showcase that, you know, because I know there's a lot of things that's going on at Artscape in addition to, you know, the book signings and things and fashion shows. So we're going to take a quick break. And then we come back, I want you to tell us about, you know, how you came about with the second opening, because again, you said you had no idea that this was going to happen, where it is, and, you know, what's coming up, because again, I follow you, and I see some of the great things you're doing. And then yesterday, I was actually scrolling through Facebook, and I see one of your events is completely sold out. So that made my heart sing. I'm like, I'm so happy for her. I'm just so happy for Connie and everything that's happening in downtown Wilmington. So when we come back, I want you to tell us what's on the schedule, what's happening, you know, what you'd like to see in the future, and just how we can get involved in making sure that Artscape 1 and 2 stays open for a long, long time. So we're going to take a quick break. I want you guys to go grab yourself something to sip or snack, and we'll be right back. And don't forget, you can find and follow me on all my social media platforms by using the Linktree ID Del Blogger. And you need to subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com, because I'm going to be featuring some of the artwork that Connie has in her condo. So we'll be right back.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the SJSLawFirm.com.
Hello and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake. And if you're a new listener, let me tell you what you'll be hearing here on Out and About with Antoinette. Each week, I have an opportunity to interview a guest who is from in or around the state of Delaware that is doing positive things in their communities. I will introduce you to them so that they can share their vision and their mission, and then you can share it with others. So stay tuned each week to Out and About with Antoinette. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com. Find and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at delblogger, and on Twitter at Delaware Blogger. And you can see my face in the place on YouTube and IGTV. See ya, it's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the show. This is Antoinette Blake, your host, the host of Out and About with Antoinette. I'm the CEO of A. Blake Enterprises, social media marketing and consulting, an award-winning blogger, author, podcast host, and educator. And here on Out and About with Antoinette every week at 1 o'clock on a Wednesday, I'm talking to someone who's from in and around the state of Delaware that are doing some positive things in their communities. And today, my special guest is Connie Drummond, and she is the CEO of Lady C Productions, as well as the owner of Artscape. Not only Artscape 1, but Artscape 2. Connie, what's going on? Take us through this journey. How did you go from going into COVID with Artscape 1, coming out of COVID with Artscape 1 and 2?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to tell you, a lot of people may or may not believe this, but every year I do a vision board and I fill it with a whole bunch of stuff and everything, all of the things, all of my goals and everything. So, at the beginning of 2020, well, December 2019, I guess it was, or whenever, I did a vision board. And I had one thing that I wanted on the vision board. I wanted to be featured in Essence Magazine. That's been a dream of mine ever since my auntie gave me my first Essence Magazine when I was 10 years old. She gave me my first subscription. And that's when I started to see Black women a whole lot differently than what I had been used to seeing them. So I've always wanted to be on Essence Magazine. So I said, you know what, this vision board, I said, I'm going to put this one thing on here. And I put on that, I want to be on Essence Magazine. And I left it alone. I said, I'm going to let God just work the rest out. I'm going to take myself out of the equation and see what he does. So I had nothing on the vision board. Then COVID hit. And I was like, okay, you know, so I'm going to be home for months and months and months at a time. And things started to manifest. It's like, I don't know. It's a really, really weird, weird feeling. It got to a point where I thought I was going to lose everything. I lost the corporate job in September. And I was like, okay, Artscape has been closed all these months. I'm not making any money. You know, I just don't know what to do. And I laid down and I went to sleep. And I heard my grandmother say fight.
Wow.
My grandmother passed away when I was 8.
Wow.
I heard my grandmother say fight. And I got up the next morning and I started reading all the restrictions and stuff that they were giving us on COVID. When we were closed, I was closed. When we had a capacity of 50, I was open. When we had a capacity of 11, I shifted events to painting events where only 11 people could come in. Every time they changed the COVID, I just went with the flow and I just kept working through the entire thing. I was making $100 here, $200 there. I was selling paintings, making a 10% off of this, you know, just doing whatever I had to do to keep my bills and stuff paid. When they finally gave us the final okay to open after COVID, my place filled up to the point where I'm booked till the end of the year. So I couldn't make any more money. So I was like, okay, well, we're going to have to find some more ways to get things in here. So I started moving things around. I called the lady who rents the space to me and I said, do you guys have any storage? Because I need to get some of this stuff out of here so my capacity can go up. So she told me about this other space and she was going to rent the space to me, you know, monthly for my storage area. So I asked her how much the space was. And when she told me, I said, well, okay, look, I need a lease because I'm going to move into this space. Because I can use it. Now, it's not a large space. It's only about half the size of Artscape. But through COVID, I've been doing, well, through, you know, this whole situation, I've been doing what's called Small Business Sundays, which is pop-up shops for small businesses. And I have connected with 149 other female-owned businesses besides myself over this past year. And a lot of them, the problem that a lot of them have is that when they have to meet clients, they don't want to meet them at home.
Right.
So Artscape 2 is going to, although we're still going to do some artistic stuff, it's going to be a business center for small business owners. And they can rent the space out, you know, for an hour here, 2 hours there, you know, whatever they need to be able to, you know, meet people outside of their home. And a lot of people don't want to be sitting in Starbucks or, you know, places like that. But it happened in a 3-day period of time. It wasn't a long drawn out thing. I wasn't expecting it to happen. You know, it was maybe 2 conversations. And on the 3rd day, I was making the announcement because I had signed the lease.
Connie, so, I have goosebumps. I mean, just the fact, you know, I'm writing notes here. It's like you went from a blank vision board to the word fight from your grandma.
Yep.
And you lost your job. You know, you're just going day by day in faith.
Yeah. I mean, I truly, truly had to step out on faith because the Connie that I am, when something goes wrong, I feel like I have to fix it. I have to solve it. I have to dive in. And when that happened to me, I said, I just got to let him handle it because this is too big for me. And so I just gave it to God and just walked away. And everything started happening. I'm so busy now. And it's ridiculous. I mean, I'm literally up at 5 a.m. and I'm going to sleep at midnight.
Wow.
Because we have something at Artscape every day. I have 2 Mondays a month that I take off, but we have something going on at Artscape every single day.
That is a blessing. And you know what I like to say, that because you're paying it forward, it was not about you. It's never been about you.
Right.
You were the vessel for the vision. That you didn't need that vision board because you were the vision that God had to help others to pay it forward.
I believe that.
I mean, I met you, and I'm thinking, you know, I met you initially and I can't remember how we were introduced. But even then I said, you know, she's doing some great things and you were always giving back. It was always about the other people that were coming, and you just had the location. You know, you had a spot where people could come and showcase. And I know it was, you never said, well, I'm charging you millions of dollars. And it was never about, you know, how much money you could make off of 1 or 2 or 3. It was about giving someone else the opportunity to showcase their wares, to showcase their vision, to showcase their product, their service. And, you know, this is just, I mean, I'm, you need to write a book. I mean, you've got a book written, right?
I've got a whole bunch of books half written, but I did get an opportunity to write quite a bit of plays. So Lady C Productions is back in effect. We're going to be doing our plays and we're actually going to be auditioning very, very soon.
Oh, tell us about that. What's happening? Yeah, because I love that. Listen, if you live in Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, whatever, you've got to check out these plays. I mean, you've got some phenomenal people in your plays.
Yes, yes. Well, we're bringing back Call Me Mr. Scrooge, which is a play that I did not write. It was written by a person named Mari J. Rivet, and it's a comedic take on the original Christmas Carol.
Okay.
It was so hilarious. We actually got a write-up in the Philadelphia Tribune about that case and Demetrius Bullock's portrayal of Ebenezer Scrooge.
Okay.
And then the other play that I wrote is called Miracle on Market Street. And that's also going to be, that's an inspirational Christmas play. So this year for Christmas, I'm going to be running one of those plays on the weekends in November and the other one on the weekends in December.
Okay, great.
So we've got that going on as far as the production company. Also, right now, I am doing a drama camp.
Oh, and wow.
I have kids coming in Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 3 to 6. And this year, I got 5 children to come through.
Good.
So, which was really great because the play that we're doing is called The Watering Hole. And that's going to be on August 14th. It's their graduation ceremony, you would say, their talent showcase. And the play is actually written by Andre N. Jones.
Oh, Andre. Okay. So Andre, okay.
Him and Demetrius are my little brothers, you know.
Yes, that mine too.
I said, Andre, I don't write children's stuff. I said, do you have anything? So he's like, yeah, he handed me his book. He said, pick one. So he's allowing me to use his play, you know, no royalties or anything, just because he wants to help, you know?
Right.
And we've worked together several times. So I've got that going on. And then I have a read through coming up where I'm going to be asking for actors to come through and just read through this play with me. It's a play that I wrote, and I've decided to, you know, usually I just write my plays and I produce them. But this time I've decided to actually have a read through and get feedback from, you know, the cast and people in the audience. I may invite their family members to just come and sit in so they can give me feedback and stuff and, you know, what they want to see. And then, you know, I may take some of their suggestions or whatever, but it's just my way of involving the public into the writing process. Because like you said, a lot of people don't know what goes on back in the background. So this is a way of me showing people what goes on in the background. And I may even get some sponsors. If not, I'll produce it myself like I usually would do.
Right.
But, you know, I want to introduce something different, you know, to people.
Awesome. I can imagine. I can't imagine you people not wanting to sponsor you. I mean, come on. We've got all these banks and industries in this state and around in the surrounding areas. We got you. Hey, you should have sponsors knocking on your door.
Yeah, you would think, right?
We're but putting it out there. It's out there in the atmosphere. We're going to have sponsors knocking on your door.
Yeah, it's probably one of those things that was on that blank vision board.
Connie's board is blank.
It's blank. I showed somebody the board the other day. They were like, oh my God, I never thought about it. I said, yes. And you know, sometimes instead of you asking God for stuff, just let him give you what he want to give you.
You know, and that is so true. I mean, I've listened to people talk about vision boards. They've had these classes and stuff. And personally, I've never wanted a vision board. I mean, I had one time, like you, when I was in corporate America, it was in my cubicle and, you know, it was like, I want to get out of this cubicle and guess what? I'm out of the cubicle.
I didn't have a vision board in the cubicle, but I adopted this practice all of my life. Every time I started a job, I would write a letter of resignation and put it in my drawer the first day.
Wow.
When it got to the point when things got really, really bad on the job, I would put a date on it. And when I got to 5 dates, I would find another job. So I walk into a job with a letter of resignation, and I've done it all of my life because I always knew that I was not going to spend the rest of my life working for somebody else.
You know, I really like that. And some people may say, well, that's kind of negative, a negative. You're already setting yourself up for failure. But no, I think you're setting yourself up for the next step. Yeah,
exactly.
Because a job is a job. You can get a job.
Right.
You're leaving a legacy. And that, you can't even put any monetary value on that.
Exactly. Exactly. And I've always knew that that's what I wanted to do. I just knew deep down my mother, you know, my mom was a stay-at-home mom, but she had a speakeasy. She sold Avon. She sold dinners on the weekend at the bar. You know, my grandmother, she owned a thrift store and a little restaurant down on the corner. So, you know, I come from a long line of female entrepreneurs.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
so
ma'am.
So I wasn't raised, you know, my mother would tell me get a real job, you know, but it ended up turning into, you know, something more than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but when she said it, that was pretty much how people thought about it. And they didn't really know. Everybody had a hustle, but they didn't know how to make their businesses legitimate.
Right.
You know, they didn't know about licensing and copywriting and trademarking and all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
Fortunately for me, that I spent a lot of time working in law firms. So I was able to have that information right there on hand, you know, so I could make everything that I do, you know, legitimate and legal.
Awesome. Awesome. That is amazing. And, you know, and we can talk about that in another whole show because people don't know that those sometimes those side hustles, those gigs, you know, you need to really make them legal because they can be very, you know, fruitful. And so, I might have to bring you back after everything's all said and done, because people really need to know that. And now that you have that business center, again, you know, offerings of help, you know, assistance of those business owners, they come in, they listen to, you know, a few people, give them tips on whether it's taxes or, you know, any legal, social media. I'm raising my hand for that.
Right.
Podcasting, you know, whatever. Right. But yeah, that is so great. Connie, I am so, so proud of you. And, you know, just not only because of who you are and what you do, but because of your heart. You are giving back. And, you know, I use this platform. People don't, you know, I'm not looking for major downloads and millions of followers or anything. I want to use what God has given me, you know, whatever platform he's given me, whether it's my blog, my podcast, you know, my education, whatever, as a way to showcase others. And, you know, you're the perfect person to get on here and tell me what you're doing. And I got to think of a way to take that blank board to something, you know, blank board vision to, you know, brilliancy. I mean, you're just amazing. And I'm definitely going to have you back on this show. But before I let you go now, is there anything that we can do for you? You know, you have a website, email address, or anything that you want to share with us so that we can follow you and, you know, sign up for your events or whatever the case may be. Let us know what's happening and also how we can connect with you.
Okay. Well, you can connect with me through the website. It's www.artscape.com, and Artscape is spelled ArtScape.com. Or you can actually reach me on my social media pages. I have an Artscape social media page on Facebook. On Instagram, it's Artscape DEL, like Delaware. And, you know, I actually like to personally, you know, be involved with people that follow me. So I do have a personal Facebook page. It's Connie Drummond Playwright. But go to page 2 because page 1 is already full.
Connie Drummond Playwright. I mean, you know, I can't imagine your plate never being empty.
Yeah. And then I also have on Facebook, the Lady C Productions page. And that's where we put a lot of our information as far as upcoming productions and auditions and anything that is play related. But I do share all of that on my personal social media pages as well. So there's many ways that you can reach me. And if you're looking to rent the space, the phone number is 302-433-6622. And you can, you know, contact me directly if you're looking for something, you know. And I just kind of wanted to, when you were talking, we were talking about the business center and information. I have a book that I'm currently working on, and it's called How to Make Your Side Join Your Main Squeeze.
I love it.
And it refers to people that have side hustles.
Yes.
But they want to do it. They want that side hustle to be their main business. So it's called How to Make Your Side Join Your Main Squeeze.
All right. Well, I'm going to get an autographed copy because I have been side joining it for a long time, and I'm about to get my squeeze on.
That's right. And you know, that joint, I'm a Philly girl from, you know,
I know that, you know, if you say joint, everybody knows it's a Philly thing, you know. That is so amazing. Connie, thank you so very much for just giving me a few minutes of your time. You know, I know you're busy, but I kept saying, I got to get Connie on. And I knew I had to get Connie on before things really started popping, you know, because next week it's on and popping, right?
Yep. August 1st, the grand opening of Artscape. We have sold out of those things. And it's funny, we started, I was just going to do a little something in there. I thought maybe I'd get 20 people or so. But now we have to incorporate both buildings because we've added the after party. So the tours will be going on in Artscape 2, but the after party is going to be over at Artscape 1. And we've got DJ Tim Dogg is coming through, and he's going to provide the music for us. And we have my caterer. Her name is Elena Mercer from Elena's Kitchen. She's going to be sponsoring the food. for the event. And she works with me with the pop-up shops.
Awesome.
So, it's going to be amazing. You know, I don't even have words to explain, you know, the elation that I feel. That's weird coming from a writer, but it's just an amazing, amazing feeling that kind of takes my breath away. And, you know, I've just been a witness to, and I always knew God was good, but he showed out this year.
Oh, yeah, showed out, you know what?
This year for me, I mean, with no job, COVID, business closed down, I didn't miss a bill payment. I didn't miss a meal. I was in good health, you know, and then he expanded my territory. So I just, you know, if you don't know.
And if you don't know, you need to know that testimony, that, you know what? And it's always a test that turns into a testimony.
Yes,
a test that turns into the testimony. And Connie, you are blessed. You are blessing so many others. Again, you are a vessel. You know, that vision, you didn't even have to put down the vision. Leave that vision board blank. Just say, use me. And then you became that vessel. And once you became that vessel, the floodgates opened. So Connie, this is just the beginning. I can't wait to have you back on. A matter of fact, I can't wait to, you know, I'm down now here in lower Delaware, so I don't travel to Wilmington too much, but I will make it my business to get up there one of these days to cover some event that you're having. You know, I'll just get in my car and drive up. You know, I ever since I left that corporate world, I was like, I don't like driving anymore.
I know, right?
It's like, ooh, because you know me, I was doing that commute from Middletown to Westchester for 8 years. And I was like, you know, all that for, you know, those days are gone forever. So Connie, thank you so very much for taking some time to be on Out and About with Antoinette. I can't wait to continue to share, you know, what you're doing with my listeners, my platform. So, you know, you always have, you know, this is a platform. You just, hey, Antoinette, you know, something's coming up. I need you to whatever, write about it, talk about it, be about it. You know, you know, you got me, right?
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And hopefully I'll see you guys at the next Black and Gold meeting.
Yeah, after COVID, we got to get back together.
Remember.
Yeah, temporary setback, but you know, we're still going. Thank you. So thank you for listening to today's episode of Out and About with Antoinette. You know, every week I have the privilege of interviewing guests from in and around the state of Delaware who are doing some great things in their communities. And if you'd like to be a guest on Out and About with Antoinette, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. And don't forget, find and follow me on all my social media platforms, including my blog and my vlog. And you can use the Linktree ID, Del Blogger. Please share this podcast link with your family, your friends, your bae, and your boo too. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, AKA the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.